Number 40, let us sing together from the hymnal. Number 40.
Jesus, I love you.
This song that we're singing is a song that is really for young people more than we older ones. If you can do the math and you look at the name on the top of that page, William Featherstone, 1846, and he died in 1873. How old was he when he died? 27 years old when he died. It was about 3 years before he died that he wrote the song. At the ripe old age of 24, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know that you're mine." Now, how would a young man ever think to write, "When the death dew lies cold on my brow, if ever I love thee, in mansions of glory with endless delight, I'll ever adore thee." But that young man, and he was a young man when he found the Lord, and when the Lord drew him and worked in his heart, and as a young man he penned, you would think this was written by some old 80-year-old or something getting near the grave and about ready to finish their journey, but that love just burned in that man's heart for Jesus. And it burns in your heart, I hope it does, in your heart. In that second verse that we sang, it says, it begins by, "I love thee because..." David used that expression sometimes in his Psalms, "I love the Lord because..." And then there are reasons that are given. He doesn't always start that way with his list of why he loves the Lord. Sometimes it might say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." And then he goes on as to why he's blessing or loving the Lord. And I wonder tonight when I came in and we were just sitting here and I thought of this song, I wonder if we could tonight, every one of us, say, "I love the Lord because..." And I don't know what you'd say after that. I don't know what your testimony might be. I don't know the reasons tonight why it is that you love the Lord. I could guess at some, and I could guess there may be a common thread in many of those expressions of thanksgiving to God, but maybe there's something that the Lord has done for you while you were here at camp, even. "I love the Lord because... He spoke to me. He worked in me. Because I had the opportunity to..." Whatever. "I love the Lord." Why? Because. Because why? And here the Featherstone, "Because he loved me first." And of course, that's also right from the Bible, and that's maybe all of our testimony tonight. But this evening, it's for many of you that are here, staff, and also some of you, many of you guests. It's our last time together, unless you include tomorrow morning's table worship, but our last meeting here in the lodge. It's always, you know, when I first come, at least, and I look at what I consider formidable task ahead of me, and I wonder how I'm going to make it. And now I get to the end in the last meeting, and I look back and I say, "Lord, you know, more, another week or two," or, you know, I know that you couldn't take that again, another week or two, but I just wonder, "Lord, it's good. It's been good to be here in your presence. It's been good to seek the Lord every morning and every evening with the people of God. And I'm thankful for my time here, and now it's over. It's over until next year, Lord willing. And if the Lord tarries, and I expect that God will help us again through the year to live for him and serve him and continue to love him even more. But... it's a farewell of sorts. I don't want to make it a farewell service for those that are staying here at camp and not leaving, but if we were to take the time to pray for those that were going, we'd pray for a lot of you, almost all of you. But we'll ask the Lord's blessing upon us, I'm sure, as his people. Some are leaving, I understand, early tomorrow before breakfast, some during breakfast, and so we won't even get a chance perhaps to see one another off in the dining room or down the road, but maybe tonight the Lord wants you to thank him. Whether you're a guest or whether you're a staff member, whether you're going home tomorrow or whether you're staying for the rest of the summer, maybe tonight you would just like to take an opportunity to say thank you to Jesus. I wouldn't mind if it just every one of you had something to say. If every one of you had a testimony, but a testimony that blesses the Lord, that exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. "I love the Lord because..." And maybe, as I say, maybe there are some of you, maybe many of you, that would just take a minute or less or more to just express what's in your heart to Jesus Christ. And so I, I, again, I'm not going to ask, now is your chance, now we're going to have popcorn testimony and you call on the next person. I want just, you know, let the Lord lead you. And if you have that in your heart, well, it would be good perhaps to say, Lord, I love you. And I'm not ashamed of you, and I want to give thanks to you. And so, Lord, we just pray that you'll have your way in this meeting, Lord. I don't know what you want to do, and I don't know who you want to do it through. And Lord, as we give thanks to you, I guess it is encouraging to one another. And it's good for our own hearts and souls. And so, Lord, we just pray that you'll have your way with us. We thank you for this song, Lord, this hymn that so many of us know by memory and has been a blessing to us for so long, and written by this young man who found you. And you just burned a divine love in his heart for thyself. And we thank you for it, Lord. We pray that we might catch a little of what Mr. Featherstone had and enjoyed, a deep love in our hearts for Jesus Christ, shed abroad by your Holy Spirit. Lord, if ever I loved you, it wasn't last year, it's now. Lord, more love for thee and to thee, as the choir sang on Sunday, more love to thee. Lord, we pray that even in this meeting, as we express our thanksgiving to you, give testimony to why it is that we love you and glory in you and make our boast in the Lord. Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will just set your presence into every one of us in a new way. Lord, that you will manifest yourself to us as you desire, and that you will have your way in and through every one of our lives. We give this time to you, Lord. Have thine own way. Have thine own way. Amen. Shall we sing the last verse? In mansions of glory,
thank you.